stiff arms, explosive spin moves, and more than 16,000 career rushing yards made Walter Payton excellent on the field. But his positive impact on the community made him special off the field. That's why the NFL's Walter Payton Man of the Year Award is named after the Bears Hall of Fame running back.
If you had to pick one word, how you felt when you found out that you were the nominee, what would it be?
Humbled. Humbled.
This year's Bears nominee for the award presented by Nationwide is linebacker Sam Acho.
Tell me about the moment you found out that you were the Bears nominee for the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award.
When I was kind of floored and blown away because I didn't expect it, I think about some other nominees that I've seen year after year, and it's definitely an honor. So many guys are doing awesome stuff off the field, right? So for me to be one of the guys selected across the NFL, it means a lot.
Knowing what an impact that Walter Payton had on this community and on this team, does it make it more special for you?
Well, what really makes it special is just knowing the other people who have won this award and been nominated, right? Guys like Thomas Davis, and look at everything he's done in the community. Larry Fitzgerald, another nominee. I think this year, Calais Campbell, I believe, is nominated. Some of these guys who I either played with or played against, I know what they stand for off the field. So to be mentioned with them and also knowing who this award's named after, obviously we got the Payton Center we practice in all the time. It means a lot.
You like your bear, teddy bear?
Sam's passion to serve the community stretches from Chicago across the Atlantic Ocean to Nigeria, where he spends his time giving back through Living Hope Christian Ministries.
28 years ago, my mom and dad started a nonprofit, a ministry that went back to rural villages in Nigeria and just gave. And I mean, they went back with doctors and nurses, surgeons, dentists, ophthalmologists, pharmacists, pediatricians. These people they knew, they're just their friends who wanted to go and give back. And so for the last 28 years, we've been going and doing free medical care. Surgeons are removing hernias and the dentists are pulling out teeth. Ophthalmologists are taking out cataracts, optometrists giving out glasses. And we've been doing this for so long, but every time we go, we help so many people, but there's still more that need to be helped. And so now we're actually raising money to build a hospital in Nigeria, to build Living Hope Clinic. That's the next step, right? So when you have a clinic over there, it's permanent. You don't just go for 2 weeks and come back. Now you can go and teach Nigerian doctors, and then they can stay there and work there, right? Now you can go more often.
Main order, where's our main order at? Here we go.
Sam holds charity events throughout the year to raise money for his family's ministry.
When you've been in position to do these charity events and things like that, how much support have you gotten from your teammates?
We did a celebrity waiter night to raise money for, once again, Living Hope Clinic in Nigeria. 20 guys showed up. Not only did they show up, but they had a blast. And we're talking Alshon Jeffrey, Kyle Long, Jarrell Freeman. These are like the stars of our team. My teammates, not only did they have my back, but they took it seriously. So thank you all again so much for coming.
That waiter night raised more than $50,000 for the hospital in Nigeria. But Sam is also dedicated to helping people right here in Chicago.
Let's go.
As NFL players, we have a lot. We have fame, we have money, we have opportunities, all these things. But a lot of times those things don't really satisfy you. What really satisfies you is when you go and you give back. I saw that a couple days ago when I was out of school. Some kids who were underprivileged and got a chance to spend time with them. And as soon as I walked in, I was like, yes, this is exactly where I want to be, because you can see the joy and the passion and excitement that some of these kids have. And so that's what makes me do what I do.
Why is it important for you to give back in the city of Chicago?
You know, we're all made in God's image. So I don't care if you are a multi-million dollar NFL superstar or you're an 8-year-old kid in the hood. Like, we're all made in God's image. If you don't understand that, you're missing the whole point. I could easily be that 8-year-old, 10-year-old with no opportunities, right? That could have easily been me. I didn't do anything to put myself in this position. I didn't pick my parents, right? But God knew where I was going to be.
Sam credits his parents for making him the man and the Man of the Year nominee he is today.
Yeah, my parents have had the biggest influence on me. You know, they came from obviously a rough background, growing up in a developing country. They used to call it a third world country in Nigeria. They came to America and, for lack of better terms, they started to live the American dream. Most people forget about not even where they came from, but just forget about people who don't have. And my parents never forgot.
Sam has also never forgotten, which is why he puts just as much value in tackling healthcare in Nigeria as he does his opponents.
I'm, 28 years old, right? Like, I got, hopefully I have a long way ahead of me, but I'm not saving up for the future. My impact has got to be now.